This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Max TV. I call this my power hour. I get to be on both national radio and national TV at the same time. And we reach 50 million homes on Newsmax TV. By the way, we're on tonight opposite the NFL draft, and a few times a year, I really care what's going on opposite, programmed opposite me. And I am so excited because I'm the world's biggest Dallas Cowboy fan since I'm a young kid. I was watching between breaks my radio show, the kind of the pre-draft red carpet. And on the NFL Network, and they had Roger Staubach, my boyhood hero. I've loved him since I'm like 5 years old. That is the greatest quarterback, I think, in the history of the NFL with the ability to win in the fourth quarter, win when the chips are down, win when his team is losing, win on the last drive of the game, produce miracles that no one believed was possible. He had such an incredible knack for producing miracles, pulling them out of his pocket like a magician, like David Copperfield on a football field. And I just love the guy, Roger Staubach. The reason I began my lifelong love affair with football with the Dallas Cowboys because of Roger the Dodger Staubach, otherwise known as Captain America, the captain and quarterback of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, and now USA Radio based in Dallas. My son headed to college in Dallas. My life is taking a Texas turn. So I was always programmed and meant to be around the Dallas area, and suddenly it's happening. So I'll be at some Cowboys games in the next many years, I hope, for many years to come. And see my Dallas Cowboys in person. Jerry Jones, my favorite owner. Tony Romo was my favorite quarterback of recent times. Now we have Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott. And I think the makings of the Super Bowl team, if they draft right, tonight. And so it's a big day for football fans. A big day for court watchers. Bill Cosby, found guilty of all charges, faces decades in prison, had a huge profane cursing outburst at the judge and the prosecutor, shocked everybody there, now faces decades in prison. He's 80 years old, so you might expect that upon sentencing, he could very well never see the light of day ever again for the rest of his life. Bill Cosby, speaking of Captain America and America's team, Bill Cosby is like America's father, America's dad for the TV shows he always hosted. What a bring down, what a letdown, what a sad turn of events, tragic. And what a terrible guy he turns out to be, because I have no doubt a lot of the Me Too movement is true, and a lot of it is lies. A lot of it's made-up stuff. This one, you know, my gut says Bill Cosby did everything they ever accused him of doing. He seems like a terrible guy. He drugged those women, and a court just affirmed my gut. So that is a bad guy, and, you know, sometimes you could live in heaven your whole life, and then at the end of your life, you're in hell. That's Bill Cosby. It's over. All right, breaking news. Thousands of Peter Schrock, Lisa Page, FBI texts have been delivered to Congress, and congressional sources have said the text messages are explosive. Explosive. Once again, we're going to prove there was a conspiracy against President Donald Trump and a conspiracy to help Hillary Clinton avoid prosecution. Also, hot off the presses, research shows Google's search manipulations tried to rig the election for Hillary Clinton. Now, we knew this. Listen, I have two young sons. My two young sons get all of their news on their iPhones, right? An Apple iPhone. And there's news on the Apple iPhone. It's Apple News. And there's also MSN, I think, is the main news source they go to besides Apple. And Yahoo is on here, too. You go to Yahoo News. And guess what happened whenever my sons would show me or I would ask them, what's the big news story? I'm interested because I know what Drudge says and Fox News says and Zero Hedge says. What is Yahoo and Apple News say are the big news stories of the day? And my sons would hand me their iPhone. I'd look at it for a couple minutes. Every single story was positive to Hillary, and every story was negative to Trump. And I knew that day there'd been 10 positive stories for Trump. Not one of them were carried on the iPhone. Not one of them. So millions and millions and millions of young people walked around being brainwashed by propaganda. Now we find out my kind of unofficial belief that the election was being manipulated and fixed with propaganda by the Democrats through all those Silicon Valley white guilt losers is correct, because research shows Google search engine manipulations tried to rig the election for Hillary. So my question is, there was no Russian collusion, but there was Silicon Valley collusion. How come there's no trials? How come there's no perp walks? How come there's no prosecutions? How come there's no special counselor for the Silicon Valley manipulations and collusion? Some good news today for a change. President of the United States Trump is pleased after the Senate confirms Mike Pompeo as the 70th Secretary of State. And a lot of people didn't think this was going to happen, and they had to make a lot of arm twisting with Rand Paul, my old friend, United States Senator of Kentucky, to make it happen. But he was the vote that kind of made the big difference and guaranteed we'd get Pompeo. And then the Senate confirms Richard Grenell as ambassador to Germany. Now, here's an interesting one. More good news. We've been waiting a long time, and the Senate confirms him by a 56-42 vote. I'd love to poll those 42 people who voted no right here on the show. What was that about? Why did you vote no? Richard Grenell is a conservative. He's a Trump fan. And he's gay. Openly gay. And you don't hear a word about that in the media now, do you? Not one word. Donald Trump named an openly gay man, openly gay conservative, to ambassador to Germany, a major important position with one of our, you know, one of our most important allies in the world, top three, top five. And he's gay, and nobody cares. The gay community doesn't care. Didn't I just report to you 2 days ago that they threw a guy with a Trump red MAGA, Make America Great Again hat, out of a bar in Gay Greenwich Village, New York? They threw him out. They said, you can't even drink at our bar. We won't even serve you if you're wearing a Trump hat. And meanwhile, Trump is very friendly to gays, very open-minded to gays. So am I. I've been my whole life, just like Donald Trump. I've been in business my whole life, and I've been in Hollywood my whole life. I've produced reality TV shows, and I've starred on TV shows, sports shows in particular, business shows for CNBC. And guess what? I've been around gay people my whole life. I got no problem. And if gays want to get married, I don't care. Get married. Knock yourself out. You can have the same fun the rest of us do. You wind up in divorce court like the rest of us. Gay divorce court, you're going to see on TV soon. I guarantee you. Because there's going to be thousands and thousands of gay divorces. Because they want a marriage so bad, and they're going to find out, you know, it ain't what it cracked up to be. A lot of people who are married wind up divorced, so will gay people. So in the end, here's the deal, folks. We are very open-minded to gays, Donald Trump and I. I couldn't care less. You want to do business with me, and you're good, you're hired. You're a good salesman, you're hired. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care if you're white. I don't care what you are. You're hired. We're open-minded. We're capitalists. But the media is in this giant conspiracy in Silicon Valley, this giant conspiracy to block that knowledge from you. They don't want you to know that we're open-minded. They don't want you to know we're pro-gay. They don't want you to know we did something good for a gay man and put him in a huge position of responsibility. All right, more good news for Trump. A federal judge tosses the taint team of the DOJ for Trump's lawyer raid. They were going to have a team at the DOJ who would go over everything that they grabbed out of Michael Cohen's office and decide which ones you could look at, which ones you couldn't, which ones made sense because they applied to what they were going for and the actual special counselor investigation, and which ones don't. But we didn't want the DOJ making that decision. It's all corrupt. And so the judge appointed a special master to handle the seized documents. The question is, so relatively good news, but the question is, how do you trust the special master? It's another judge in New York. How do you trust any federal judge in New York? I don't know. Trump still maintaining a sense of humor. There was an event at the White House today, and the children of reporters were hanging out in the Oval Office with President Trump, and Trump looked at the kids and said, look how nice your parents are behaving. They're not screaming. They're being good. Pretty funny. All right. What I think is really the biggest news in America is the showdown being set up between the hundreds of caravan migrants in Mexico, from Central America, and they're set to enter the United States. And Trump is telling them, we will arrest you. There will be mass arrests, and you will be prosecuted. Most of them come from El Salvador, Guatemala, or Honduras, and they would like to be in the United States on U.S. soil by the end of the weekend. And if it was Obama's president, they'd all be in. and there'd be no repercussions, and they would spend money like California's done and New York has done, spend millions of dollars of taxpayer money on lawyers to defend illegal immigrants who don't belong in this country. Foreigners have nothing to do with this country, and the Constitution does not protect any of them. It protects only Americans, not foreigners. And Donald Trump will show you the difference between Trump and Obama. They're not being assigned government lawyers, and they're going to be arrested, and they're going to be persecuted. I don't know why you'd be prosecuted. I'm not sure why you'd prosecute them. I think you'd just grab them and send them right back across. Why do you have to keep them and spend taxpayer money to prosecute them? You know what it costs to keep them in a prison? Doesn't make sense to me. Why can't you just turn them around and send them right back? So here's the article, the two articles that make sense when you hear about this caravan, right? Number one, breathtaking homicidal violence. Latin America is in the grip of a murder crisis. The region has experienced, get ready for this, you're not going to believe this, 2.5 million murders since 2000. And a new report is out, paints a bleak picture of extreme violence and deteriorating security. 2.5 million murders, a homicidal violence mass rage going on in Latin America. In which countries is involved? Brazil and Mexico and Colombia and Venezuela. Amazing. And you want to let them in our country? Homicidal maniacs. Murder. Violence. Rape everywhere in Latin America. I don't want them in my country. I want extreme vetting. I want to be careful. Maybe a few who are talented, have some skills, some education. Great. But you don't want the vast majority. If you had Hillary Clinton as president, do you know what would happen? The borders would be open. And because of this outbreak of massive murder and violence, which is clearly escalating every day, they'd all be looking to come to America. Millions and millions of people all at once. That's a caravan of 200 people at the border. It'd be a caravan of millions. And we'd be letting them all in and processing them and assigning them lawyers. Amazing. Wayne Allyn, more now. Right back at you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout. For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot.
Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
War now!
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485 54346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Root War now. You know, football is a much more intellectual pursuit than people understand. The thousands of hours of research by everything from scouts to general managers to talent evaluators to personal trainers to strength coordinators to coaches to assistant coaches to owners of the team. And thousands of hours go on during the offseason. And then it comes down to today and the NFL draft, and you have no idea. It's just constant surprises who teams pick. It never works out the way you expect. I saw 100 mock drafts at NFL.com and ESPN.com. Not one of them had Baker Mayfield going first. He just went first for the Cleveland Browns, quarterback from Oklahoma. And then second, everyone thought first would be quarterback of USC, Sam Darnold. Second might be Josh Rosen. No one imagined the running back, Saquon Barkley of Penn State, would go second to the New York Giants because they need a quarterback in the future. And they screwed everyone up and screwed every prediction up and took the running back of Penn State, Saquon Barkley. Shocked the heck out of everyone. Everyone thought Cleveland picking first and fourth would get the quarterback of the future, and they thought it would be Sam Darnold, and then they would get the running back, Saquon Barkley, in fourth, because the other two teams would absolutely pick a quarterback. And guess what? Everything's now screwed up. Everything went to hell. All the predictions are done. Everybody was wrong about everything. No one thought Baker Mayfield first, and no one thought Saquon Barkley second. And so every prediction is already a loser in the books. So that's how exciting and thrilling and breathtaking and last second it is when you watch the NFL draft. All right, you tune in to Watch About Politics and watch me talk about politics. So we'll leave the football pontificating for later. I just finished telling you about that caravan of illegals waiting at the border to get in. I just finished telling you about the incredible violence, homicidal violence, mass murder going on in Latin America, in particular built around Mexico. 2.5 million murders since the year 2000. And so it just boggles my imagination. I have to tell you that New York Governor Cuomo says ICE enforcement is alarming and frightening and has to stop. This is the guy who last week said he was an undocumented immigrant and he should be deported, and begged ICE to come and get him. Well, they should have gotten him, and they should have dropped him off on the Mexican border on the other side. Good luck. Let him go to a Mexican prison and find out what it's really like outside the United States. These liberal bleeding hearts do not understand that we are the greatest nation in world history, and we treat prisoners better than an average person living out of prison in Mexico. That's why the whole Mexico wants to come here. That's why the whole Venezuela wants to come here. That's why the entire Central America wants to come here. Guatemala, Honduras. That's why they're in the caravan. Everybody wants to come to America because you live better as a poor person in America than you do as a middle-class person in any of those countries. Being poor here is a joy. Being a prisoner here is a joy. Do you know what a Mexican prison's like? Andrew Cuomo, we should let him get a taste of it. Drop Andrew Cuomo off on the other side. Deport him. He said, if you say I'm a criminal, you should be held accountable. You're a man of your word, aren't you? You're the governor of New York. If you say you're a undocumented immigrant, meaning a criminal, illegal alien, we should arrest you, deport you, and drop you on the Mexican side. Good luck. But it's just amazing to read the thinking of liberals and the thinking of Andrew Cuomo. He believes that you're a criminal if you're a member of ICE and you're arresting illegal aliens. That's violating the Constitution of the United States. To be a law officer and following the law and following the Constitution and the rule of law, in his mind, makes you a criminal. Amazing. Also of interest, I think, to everyone on this show is what's going on in Germany. Germany's anti-Semitism chief, so the leading official dealing with anti-Semitism in Germany, tells the Jews of Germany your fears over the influx of Muslim and Arab refugees are legitimate. You've got a reason to hide. You've got a reason to run. You've got a reason to take your yarmulke off and never let anyone in the street know that you're Jewish. You've got a reason to shave your beard. You can't even live as the person you are in freedom in Germany anymore because they let in 1.5 million refugees who were all Muslim refugees and Muslim migrants. And many of them, not all of them, but many of them have an incredible hatred towards Jews and will not let Jews live in peace and live in freedom. That's what Germany has done to the Jewish people. What a sin. So that's why I believe in extreme vetting in America. Extreme, extreme vetting. Make sure you know who you're letting in. There's no prejudice here. There's no racism. We're not going to not let you in because you're Muslim or you're black or you're white or any other color or any other religion or any other race or any other gender. We're going to interview you and study your records in detail and study your social media in detail and find out what you've said on Facebook and Twitter in the past about Jews, about Christians, about Americans, about democracy, about capitalism, about Western civilization. And if you don't like it, we're not letting you in. Simple as that. We're going to keep America safe again, as well as make America great again. Wait on the reward now. All your calls coming up next. Full board of calls, and we'll take more. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Right back at you. I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The Senate voted today 57-42 to confirm CIA Director Mike Pompeo to be President Donald Trump's next Secretary of State. A Pennsylvania jury has found Bill Cosby guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. USA Radio's legal analyst Frederick Penny explains what Cosby's lawyers will be appealing.
The first issue on appeal was a hearsay issue, and that was whether or not a deposition testimony was allowed to come in that refuted Constance's claim that she was unaware he was romantically interested in her. The second thing they'll probably be appealing is whether or not the judge should have allowed multiple other victims to come in and testify. This creates generally a substantial danger of undue prejudice, of confusing the issues.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wayne Alarucci is keeping you up to date on the NFL draft. The New York Jets. I'm an old New York boy. Even though I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, I still have a love for the New York sports teams. New York Jets took Sam Darnold, the star quarterback of the USC Trojans. Big pick. Everybody assumed he'd be the number one pick of the entire draft by the Cleveland Browns. And instead it went to Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma. Huge upset. And then everyone assumed he'd go to the Giants, and the Giants need a quarterback in the future. Manning's game. Of Penn State, and sitting in number three, the New York Jets. What fell to them? Right in their lap, like Christmas morning. The gift of all time, Sam Darnold of USC, like a matinee idol for New York on Broadway. The new Joe Namath, the new Broadway Sam for New York Jets. Big pick. Now Cleveland gets to pick again. All right, we'll get back to politics and your calls. We'll take, by the way, the number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And we'll grab a call from John in Las Vegas. Line four is John in Vegas, wants to talk about tax dollars going to the illegals. Hey, John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? John, are you there? John, are you there? You're on with Wayne, but you got the draft on. What's going on, man?
I'm on with Wayne.
Yeah, it's Wayne. I hear you have the draft in the background. Turn the football down and get. Yeah, you're on national TV, buddy.
Okay, I appreciate it. Let me tell you something about the illegals. The ones that are here and the ones that are coming here. But they pay $18.5 billion in taxes and use $117 billion. I'm a disabled vet from the Vietnam War. I can't even get my pension raise. The VA's been jerking me around for 9 years. I have a bad heart due to Asian arch from Vietnam, and they keep turning me down. It's not right. And I tell you what else, if you'll furnish a bus and I'll furnish a gas, I'll be glad to drive these illegals back and let them go where they go. They need to take care of their own country, because if somebody came here and was doing what's done to their country, I'd get my gun out and I'd fight for it. You know, they don't want to fight. They want to come here and get a free lunch, and I'm tired of it.
I'm with you. That's the John is the other face of what's going on in America. All liberals do is cry like little snowflakes about some illegal. How can you send them back? How can you divide a family? How can you be so mean? What about a guy who's sick and disabled from Agent Orange, fought in the Vietnam War, sacrificed for our country, born in America, one of our heroes, one of our patriots, and he is living on a tiny income because all the tax money gets spent on illegals who don't even belong in this country? I'm with you, John. It's a disgrace. I'm with you. And how about in the VA? You could wait in a line, and they wind up killing you because they don't want to treat you because they have no money. But they got plenty of money for illegals. Makes no sense at all. None. Thank you for your service, John. Really, thank you very much. Get back to watching your NFL draft. It's big stuff. I know. It's a big night. Keep two TVs on, mine and the NFL draft. Go back and forth because there's lots of talking. Once the pick is made, you come back to me. Then when the pick is made, you can switch off. All right? Let's go with line number three, Charles from Texas. Charles, you're on with Wayne Reed.
Yeah,
how are you?
We do here.
Hey, Charles. You're on with Wayne. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
No, well, I know that, but where in Texas? Whereabouts?
Lubbock.
Lubbock. All right, good. We love our friends in Lubbock. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wanting to tell you that, like I said, I am agreeing with you on immigration. I, of course, agree with Donald Trump with immigration. Our governor here, Greg Abbott, we have some elected officials that we agree with Donald Trump. You know, our governor is a good governor. We don't have any people like Jerry Brown here. If Jerry Brown, I don't see him coming down here to Texas. If he did, he probably wouldn't live. I mean, everybody hates him.
Hey, Charles, let's not worry about wouldn't live. That's what separates us from them. We don't threaten to kill liberals. We wouldn't mind imprisoning some of them because they're bad guys. They've done criminal acts, and they're hurting the American people, and they're protecting illegals and creating sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. That's all bad stuff. I don't mind prosecuting them and giving them their day in court, but I don't want to hurt any of them. I don't want to see any of them die. But I tell you what, we wouldn't want them in Texas. You don't want a Jerry Brown. No, I wouldn't let him near, walk over the state border and let him near Texas. But I, if he came in, I would let him live, so let's not worry about violence. But
I'm not saying that either. I agree with you on that also. I am just trying to get back into the liberal type of people, their mind, you know. It's like you said, they want to tell us, you know, that we're, we want to kill Donald Trump.
But we're not like them.
All this and that. And I'm just saying, you know, that we don't want to kill them back. That is correct. But, I mean, you have to put it back to them at some time. It's like Donald Trump. He fights back. You have to tell them back. What if we were like you, that we were against you that much? We have to get it through their head somehow how much we are also against them.
I'm with you, Charles. Good job. All right, Charles, no violence, but we certainly dislike their views. We dislike their views, and sometimes I think we should be prosecuting some of these bad liberals, not for their views, but for their actions that are evil, covering up for Hillary, trying to frame Donald Trump, trying to open the borders and let in lots of illegals and foreigners. Why? Just because you want to win elections? You want to pollute our country with bad people? Wow, terrible, terrible things. But we never want to hurt them. Never. All right, thanks for the call. By the way, the fourth pick shocked me again. This is a, you never can predict these drafts. There isn't one person in America that did a mock draft that predicted who Cleveland would pick first, shocking, who would be picked second, shocking, who would be picked third, Sam Darden, no one would have expected that, and fourth, I expected the defensive end from NC State. Instead, it's the Browns pick Denzel Ward, cornerback from Ohio State, a great cornerback, but no one had him penciled in as the number four pick of the Cleveland Browns, no one. So this is the excitement of the NFL draft. You know, people just think they know, and it never goes the way they think. And when one changes, it cascades. It's like dominoes, and they all change. And so just a wild, so far, first four picks of the NFL draft. All right, we've got some lots of callers on the line. Phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. Get on the line with Wayne Allyn Root, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Our new nationwide toll-free number, free from anywhere in the United States. Let's take line one. Mike from California, following up on an email that he sent me earlier this week. Mike from California. Hey, Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Mike, are you there? Mike, have we got you? Well, let's move on. Mike's not there. You know, the problem is I think people put it on hold or on speakerphone, and then they go do something, or they're watching the NFL draft while they're waiting on hold. Then we get to them, they're not there because they don't pick up fast enough. We've got Michael in Pennsylvania on line two. Michael in Pennsylvania. Hey, Michael, I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I know. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, I think your system's a little messed up. That's what the prop wants. That's
when, when you're listening on hold on national TV and national radio, you're saying you can't hear the show?
No, I can't hear. I used to hear everything that your guests were talking about and everything, and what you were talking about. I don't hear nothing but just like dead air.
All right, well, Chris, take notes, Chris. Make sure we understand what the problem is, and we'll get that fixed as soon as we can.
I know you got a lot of problems with the new system.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, what's on your mind, Michael?
Well, I saw that Mike Pence went to Nevada to campaign for Dean Heller. I wonder how Danny Tarkin, is he still in the race?
No, let me tell you what's happening in Nevada. So in case you guys out east obviously haven't heard the news, but this is not new news. This has been going on for a month already. President Trump made a phone call to Danny Tarkanian, who is the conservative Tea Party type candidate, my kind of guy, endorsed by me, running against Dean Heller. Donald Trump called him and said, I'm sorry, but I'm asking you to drop out. You cannot run against Dean Heller. Dean Heller has supported me, Donald Trump, for the last year, most of the time, and he's going to be a win for us in Nevada. We need to keep that seat. You'd be a long shot to win the general election. This is what Trump, his thinking was, and you've got to drop out and run for CD3, Congressional District 3, which is my, Wayne Root's congressional district where I live. That's where he told Danny to go, and Danny did it because he's a good man and a good Republican soldier and a good loyal patriot, and he did it for the good of the country. He thought he could beat Dean Heller in the primary, but he dropped out and gave it a free run for Dean Heller so he would have no opposition, would save his money, and could win the general election against Jackie Rosen, a real left-wing, extreme radical Democrat who raises her money in Beverly Hills among extreme radical Democrats. who love open borders and love sanctuary cities. So Dean Heller now has a great shot to win the U.S. Senate seat for the Republican Party, and Danny Cherkanian has a great shot to win CD3, Congressional District 3, my district, and be our United States Congressman. So it'll be Congressman Danny Heller, Danny Cherkanian, instead of Senator Danny Cherkanian, and it gives us a chance to win two separate seats, a House seat and a Senate seat, instead of both of them running against each other in the Senate seat. So that's what happened, Michael. That's the story.
Okay.
Asked him to do it.
Okay. Well, tell him to come to Pennsylvania and back Paul Mango for governor and Lou Barletto for senator. All right? Tell him to get here to campaign for them. Okay?
Lou Barletto, I've heard of. Him, I know. All right, we'll try. We're fighting for all the good guys, Michael. We appreciate the call. And Chris, take note. We got to make sure from now on, when people are waiting on hold, they hear the show. So we'll have to play with the system and make sure they've got, because if they're listening in the dark, just nothing, they're not going to wait and they're not going to know what's going on. So we got to change that. I say that right on national radio and right on national TV. We're going to get it right. Promise you, we'll get it right. Wayne Root always fights for you. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. When we get back, more calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I read all my own emails myself. Or you can contact Newsmax. Let them know how much you enjoy this show. War@Newsmax.com. We'll be right back.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Wayne Allyn-Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne Alaroot, I'm back. I was catching a little of the NFL draft, and once again, every single pick is a surprise. You know, if one pick changes the next 20 picks down the line. That's why the teams have to quickly, they've got, you know, all the research they've done, thousands of hours of research, and when one team takes a different pick than you thought, you got to change up everything you're going to do. Suddenly a guy's available you never imagined would be available. And you take him, and that changes the next guy's pick after you. Very exciting stuff. All right, let's take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free from anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK. I'm Wayne Alaroot. I am your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior. I fight for you, working-class and middle-class people. I ran for president before Donald Trump did. I did it in 2008 on the Libertarian Party ticket and won the vice presidential nomination. I was Trump before Trump was Trump and was fighting for middle-class and working-class people. Had a business background, was a New Yorker, was married to a beauty queen. Everything about my life was Trump before Trump. But I didn't have the money of Trump, and I didn't have the name of Trump. But I was a reality TV show producer, so I really was Trump before Trump. Kind of funny. And I fight for you, man. I'm American-made and proud of it. America first, America second, America third, America forever. That's my motto. American-made and proud of it, because you can't fight a war like this anywhere else in the United States of America. My website, rootforamerica.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail. I read my own emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And if you want to contact Newsmax, it's war@newsmax.com. All right, some calls. We've got Mike in Vegas on line one. Mike, you're on with Wayne Alaroot. How are you? Mike,
hello?
There you go. We got you now. How are you?
Yeah, there's been some goofy stuff going on with the phone the last couple of days here. After I got off the phone with you the other day, I sent you an email. First off, I wanted to see if you got that, if you had a chance to read it and see what I was talking about in terms of, like, people like myself who are disabled or, like, seniors, those of us where Social Security is our main income.
Yes.
And, like, what would happen to us if California was to secede?
Well, first of all, don't lose any sleep over this. If California secedes, it is a long shot. It's probably 1 out of 100. It's not 0. It's not 1 out of 1 million anymore. But it's probably 99 against and 1 it might happen. So it's still
that's actually what a friend of mine told me.
Yeah,
a friend of mine who's running for Congress told me the same thing.
Yeah, the United States Constitution doesn't allow for a state to secede. It would be a wild one in a lifetime thing if it happens. And I just doubt it's going to happen. I'm always in kind of tongue in cheek in a funny way say, I hope California secedes. I'll help them. I'll help raise money for them to secede. But I don't expect it to actually happen because, first of all, they're bluffing. California can't secede, even if they could, based on the Constitution, even if they could do it. They don't want to do it because they'd have to pay for their own military and their own border security and their own police and, you know, all the federal things that they would do. They'd have to have their own military and pay for the military bases. Mm-hmm. They couldn't afford that. They're already broke. California owes, I think it's $300 billion in pensions that are unfunded. California's completely broke. They just don't know it yet. So it's not going to happen. You're not getting left behind. You know, and second of all, you did mention your email. You know, you're on a fixed income. What would happen to me? Well, you could have that same fixed income. Your fixed income isn't from California. It's from the federal government. You could move to Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. Or
well, I'd want to. I don't necessarily want to stay in California because I know better. You know, it's like liberal orthodoxy is stupid, okay? Liberal orthodoxy is stupid.
But all I'm saying to you is you're getting a federal check, so it doesn't matter where you live. If California seceded, you just move to another place like Phoenix, and you'd get your – or Las Vegas, where I am, and you'd get your federal check. So, hey, Mike, we got to go if we want to get in one more call. Time is up. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the email. Yes, I read it. I read every email. And we got Jill from Plano, Illinois, line two. Plano, Illinois, about the sick baby in UK. Another big story that I haven't had much time to cover at all on radio or TV, but a huge story. Jill. Tell us, what's on your mind?
This is Carol.
Oh, Carol, okay.
I don't understand how the parents lost rights over their baby.
All right, can I explain that whole story to you?
Italy is willing to take this baby on, and why can't he leave the hospital?
All right, so let me tell you what's really happening there, okay, Carol? What's really happening is the British healthcare system is a disaster, a tragedy, a piece of garbage. As recently as January, I think they stopped 65,000 operations because there was no money to do the operations. They made everybody wait. We'll reschedule them. They're falling apart. People are waiting hours in emergency rooms on cots while they're bleeding or while they have fevers, while they're vomiting. They can't take them. There aren't enough doctors. There aren't any good doctors. That's what happens when you have government-run healthcare. So here's a sick baby. And Italy has agreed, don't worry about it. It won't cost you a dime, England. So even though you're broke, it won't cost you a dime. We're going to pay for it. We're going to send a special medical jet. We'll fly him back to Italy. We'll treat him. We think we can help him. And Britain still said no. And so Carol's asking why. Why would Britain say no at no cost them? I'll tell you why. Here's Wayne Root's wisdom. Because that would show up their entire healthcare system as a fraud. If Italy cured this baby at no cost to England, then everyone in England would realize their healthcare system is a piece of garbage. It's a fraud. It's a tragedy. It's a giant government failure. It's a boondoggle. They can't afford to let that word get out. So they'd rather kill the baby. Literally, the government of England is murdering the baby, and they're preventing the parents from making any decisions about their own baby, and they're going to murder the baby in the name of protecting their horrible healthcare system. That's what's happening. That's the truth. That's a sad reality of big government and government-run health care. There it is. Exhibit A. Don't bring it to the United States. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to go watch the NFL draft. How about you? I want to see what my Dallas Cowboys do. I can't wait. I'm ordering in some Chinese food, and it's time for the Dallas Cowboy pick at number 19. Wayne Allyn, War Now. See you tomorrow. God bless.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.